Hi and welcome everyone to the third episode of CRM Rocks. This is Marcus Erlandsson and today's podcast will be about mobile CRM. Since last time I've managed to get the podcast on Feedburner and iTunes. So if you have an app that you use for listening to podcasts, you should find the podcast just by searching on CRM Rocks. And now it's time to welcome today's guest. Ivan Stano is director at Resco North America. He has been there so long, he has only his first name in the email address. He has been there for over 5 years. On his spare time, he likes to play curling, tennis, and watch movies. And he has made it to the national curling team and will be representing Slovakia in the European Championship. Welcome, Ivan Stano.
Hello, Marcus. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you?
Very well, actually. It's a nice busy week, so it's always good when things are busy.
Yeah. What kind of projects are you doing right now?
Well, right now we were quite busy preparing the new version of our solution. It was the fall update. Full of new things, so we were communicating the latest news with our partners and customers and prospects as well. And apart from that, as usual, we're working with our existing partner channels on many opportunities we come across.
All right. So, what do you think about when somebody talks to you about mobile CRM? What does it mean?
Well, that's a very broad topic, but we at Resco, we consider and understand mobility as a very, very natural extension of the great functionality that the CRM systems provide. And to us, it's not just the mobile devices, but it's the whole approach of how companies can work, especially if they have their teams working out of their offices, out of their premises. So we at Resco, we understand mobility as a concept of doing the job. And when we're talking about mobility, especially in mobile CRM, the mobile CRM is a great approach, how you can make things more effectively, how you can optimize processes, and how you can achieve better results.
All right, so it's not just the size of the device, you think it's more about the process?
Yeah, and maybe we could call it an idea or the whole concept of doing things. So when we're talking about mobile CRM, really mean that mobile approach, not just walking with a mobile device, a smartphone or a tablet out and maybe just checking a few things through your display of a mobile device, but it's more about the idea that I'm really, really independent of the physical office.
All right, so it's like you're on travel, on the go. Then that's what you think about when somebody
absolutely.
Says mobile
if
CRM.
If someone says mobile CRM, I'm thinking about person, man or woman, who is really active, going out, meeting people in person, not sitting behind a computer behind the desk, but really as someone who is active, dynamic, and understands that the offices are not anymore the only premises that we can do our job from.
Might be on their way to meet the customer on site, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, we probably talk about two typical scenarios. One would be salespeople. The other one will be field technicians. So when talking about salespeople, you exactly named it. People who are visiting customers, prospects, maybe business partners, and other entities who they interact with. And these people need to get ready, need to have all the latest information, the up-to-date data at their hands. And the other case, those are field technicians that that do repairs, fixes, or just checkings, and a mobile device in their case is a great help.
All right. So this new release, what's new about it?
Well, with the latest release, we added the option to use the mobile CRM application not only by the internal users such as employees, but also we made it available for the external users such as business partners or even customers. So if it makes sense for your business to have the application for your business partners and customers, and you would like to have them parts of your CRM system exposed, you can use our solution to have such app. We believe this is the major change, and it's a kind of different idea of the whole CRM. So it's not about the customers and the view, and the 360 view of the customer from inside of the business. But this way you can get closer and you can get more connected to your customers and business partners.
All right, that's nice to know. But you have been in Resco for many years. Has it been a long travel for the company to come where they are right now?
Yeah, the company was established in 1999, so I'm not the oldest one at the company. There are people who are with Resco for more than 10 years, so it's a really kind of family climate there. Lots of good friends and people who know each other for a long time. And yeah, Resco started basically with the idea to produce mobile applications for consumers. Back in the 1999 and the beginning of 2000, it was mostly applications for devices like Palms, pocket PCs, the very first versions of Windows Mobile then later on. So you can imagine it was really the era of prehistoric devices. It was very typical at that time that a mobile application cost way over $20 per one user. So when you compare it with prices today, when you pay just couple cents, maybe dollars for an application, it's a huge difference. And over that time, we were also, I still wasn't with the company, but I know the history pretty well. So at that time, there was a new division of Resco that was created, and with the sole idea to basically provide a simple mobile, it was called mobile sales, but it was a basic idea of the mobile CRM solution we have today. However, to create such application, my colleagues first had to create mobile tools, so components and controls to develop such an application. And at that time, the solution, the mobile sales, the very first one, was not a big success. It was probably too early for companies to think about the total mobile approach. But coincidentally, the mobile tools, the components and controls that my colleagues created, they become a huge success. And now they're still sold. It's the solution. It's called Mobile Forms Toolkit. And it's basically a set of maybe 30 or 40 tools for Windows mobiles, Android and iPhone devices. So I think it's a pretty nice story. And then after that, it's probably three, four years ago, we started to play with the idea of the mobile CRM as we have it today, and basically utilized all our know-how and knowledge we gained over the time we were involved in mobility, as we at Resco never did anything else than mobility, so mobile applications, mobile projects, etc. So we really, really utilized the know-how and created the mobile CRM solution. The dynamic CRM industry was quite new for us, but partnering with Microsoft, that made a huge difference, and we were able to find our ground pretty easy and fast, I think. So Microsoft provides a great ecosystem of other partners, ISVs, etc., and make something like a cover and a great soil for global success within the Dynamics ERM ecosystem. So that's a brief history of RESCO and how we worked, how we evolved to the current stage when our flagship product is RESCO Mobile CRM.
So it hasn't always been about mobile CRM.
Yeah, mobile CRM is basically a topic for the last 3 to 4 years. Before that, it was really different applications. Like for example, a RESCO keyboard. We even had a short period of time when we were producing games. So maybe some listeners who use smartphones, Windows mobiles, probably at that time might be familiar with RESCO Explorer, RESCO Bubbles, RESCO Keyboard, RESCO Photo Explorer, and many other small utilities for users.
How come it's about CRM now?
We always, or at least our CEO, Mr. Bowser, he was always more interested in the B2B business than the B2C. And especially after the iPhone was released and then the rapid advancement of Android devices, it's just not easy to have a company of 20, 30 people and just having your income or cash inflows from the applications that suddenly cost just a few cents. So if you want to have a constant business, you need to refocus, and probably the B2B business is a little bit more stable here.
All right. So coming to the mobile CRM application today that you have, what's like the feature overview? What can you do?
It depends what you need. We offer the solution as a free version on any of the app stores. We support most of the major mobile operating systems and devices. So if you have an Apple device, iPad or iPhone, you can find the application on the Apple App Store. If you have Android devices, you can find it on the Google stores. And obviously, if you have Microsoft-based mobile devices, you can find the application in the Microsoft Store. And the free app provides you with the basic out-of-the-box functionality and features. So it offers the default entities that you can access. It's the most important, or at least those that we believe are important. So accounts, contacts, activities, leads, opportunities, orders, products, invoices, and quotes, and cases, if I'm not mistaken, then just the default configuration of dashboard and a map functionality. Around with that, the application allows you to connect it, the free one, to your Dynamics CRM system, whether it's online or on-premise installation, so you can really try and use the application for free. Part of the free app is full offline access, so you can work with the application in disconnected mode. You can edit the records, you can qualify the leads, you can close the opportunities. But we also have some advanced functionality part of the free app, as for example, the navigation. So if you're somewhere out in the field, you can use it to calculate the most optimal routes. We support camera, so you can take pictures using your built-in camera of a mobile device. We support signature capturing as well. So free application, even though it's free, it offers quite many functionalities and features that you can use out.
Yeah, there was a long list, and now Microsoft with the Dynamics CRM 2013 has come out with more applications for as you had also on Android, I think, and iPhone and iPad and Windows 8. How do you feel about that?
We feel it's a perfect opportunity for us because Microsoft did a great job about promoting their mobile applications. So the mobility is definitely very important for Microsoft, and it just created a lot of buzz within the community when we're talking about partners, but also CRM clients. So it's a great way we can kind of use the situation for ourselves a little bit. So far, what we've seen and what we were able to test actually and play with are the Microsoft mobile application for Windows smartphones, iOS smartphones, and tablets, also Windows tablets, and Android smartphone. If I'm not mistaken, there's still no application for Android tablets, but maybe it will come out soon. And we believe it's a perfect solution for clients who just need to have occasional access to their dynamic CRM systems on the go. If they're looking for something, let's say, more robust, something that they can use the full potential of the Microsoft CRM systems, then we believe there's still a lots of room for our solution.
All right, so if we take them one by one, let's say the bigger size iPad and Windows 8 applications, there are lists of information. Is that enough for the typical Dynamics CRM user, or do you feel that it's too sparse?
You mean the Microsoft application now?
Yeah, you tried it?
Yeah, we have it installed on probably all of the devices we have in the company. We tried it. We believe it's a great start for users who want to try the mobile applications and the mobile approach. There are several limitations. It's probably more suitable for the salespeople than the service technicians, as you have mostly the access to accounts, contacts, opportunities, leads, a couple other entities as well. But not much support for the content that service technicians would need. The biggest difference probably is that the Microsoft mobile apps, they only work with the Microsoft Dynamics CRM 2013 version. And there will be many of them, especially when we talk online. However, there's still a big group of clients having 2011 versions and even older 4.0. So it will take some time until they will update to the latest versions and start to have the option to use the Microsoft's mobile apps. Other than that, we also see a big difference in the online-offline approach. As I probably mentioned that before, that the RESCO mobile CRM applications offers full offline mode. So situations, and especially if we're talking about the mobile approach, so people traveling on a daily basis, spending their time out of the offices where they have great conditions and working conditions, especially can think of situations where when you just suddenly end up in an area with no reception or with bad reception, and just to be kind of dependent on the online mode only could be very tricky, because you would somehow ended up in a situation you cannot access your data. That means you cannot just finish your job. So our solution comes with full offline support. That means if you have no internet connectivity, you can still access all data that you have, because they're stored locally on a mobile device. You can edit them, you can work with them, you can create new records, etc. Once you get back to the areas with good reception, you can just simply synchronize the mobile application then. Microsoft's apps came with so-called cached approach. That means the records that you have looked through previously, they will stay cached on the mobile device, so you are able to get back to them even when you don't have connectivity. However, you cannot access any other records at that time. So this might be a game changer. A simple example, I think we have now more than 450 clients we work with, and more than 95% of them require offline capability from time to time. For some of them, it's really a must.
All right. You mentioned that there were a couple of entities that they could support. For instance, could they support custom entities?
Yes, they support custom entities as well. They support a certain number of custom fields as well. And you can create the tabs. I think the 11 first tabs can be added. That means the related entities on a mobile form, on a mobile application.
All right. And then you said that you had actions on your... Is that available also on Microsoft, that you can qualify some lead to?
Yeah, absolutely. They also have the full support for that. They call it the process flow. That's basically the new idea, how you work with leads and how you convert them to accounts, contacts, and creating opportunities which you close, ending up with an invoice, for example. So they have full support for this new 2013 process flow. We're coming up with that very, very soon.
Is that available only on iPad and Windows 8 on the tablet devices, or is that available on the smaller devices also?
That's a good question. I don't have specific answer, or I don't know the answer, but I would say it should be available on all of the
Because I've
devices.
Looked for it on the smaller devices, and I haven't been able to see it. Perhaps I'm thinking about the mobile version of the web client and not actually the application mm-hmm. right now.
If you're accessing it through a web browser, then maybe. But honestly, I was not able to make the application work on my iPhone device, so I couldn't test myself.
All right, perhaps I'm just thinking about something else. And you said that offline support, as you said, they have this caching. Was it just that recently used records was there, or once you sign out and sign in again, you kind of lost them, or how does that work?
Yeah, once you use the application, so the records that you have viewed, they stay cached. If you terminate the application, there will be no cached records. So if you use the application, you just put it to background and get back to it, the data stay cached. But if you terminate the application, they're gone.
All right, so that's good for you, I guess. Do they have support for like scripting that you can script your forms on, let's say, an iPad?
There's supposed to be support for JavaScript. We haven't tested this one yet, as it requires some more work. However, at least I can tell you what our application can do. We have full support for HTML5 functionality, so the native app can be enriched by HTML5 forms that you just embed into the native app, and you can use it for custom screens, custom functionality. It's fully integrated with the local database, so it also works in offline mode.
All right, and you can have scripting on your forms, so you can have, let's say, a dependent pick list.
Yeah, you can customize the application to meet these requirements. We also have something like a simple scripting based on forms, which is basically a set of rules and validations that you can define through our customization tool. Very easy to use one. And based on that, you can validate the forms. So the input of the mobile users can also show or execute some simple actions. So just a simple example: if someone forgets to fill out certain field and tries to save the form, they would get an error message or a warning that particular field needs to be filled out. Or you can also show or hide specific fields based on the user's input. So just a simple example: if someone fills out the country to be Canada, for example, then after that there could be a new field shown up that would say province. But unless you don't provide Canada, the province field would not come up. So something like this can be done very easily through our customization tool called Whitford.
All right, and then you don't even have to write a single line of code. It's a no-code solution.
It's a no-code. It's about clicking and creating specific conditions. So it's quite simple. If you have analytical thinking, then it should be no problem to create even complex rules and conditions.
Yeah, because I think it's great that customers can do these kind of customizations themselves and not have to rely on consultants to open Visual Studio and go through all that. If they can, mm-hmm. they should be able to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Based on the experience we have, or the way we work, is we closely work with over 350 partners we have in our partner channel. And usually the clients, they always rely on a partner because they need someone who's a perfect expert and has great knowledge and also experience with Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And usually they ask and hire these partners to cover the mobile part as well, especially if we're talking the initial customization. So they usually work closely with partners. But this customization tool, Whitford, I mentioned, it's also used by the clients and customers themselves, because not only is it the customization console, but it's also a mobile device and mobile users management tool. So it basically allows you to assign the licenses for the mobile users, to enable the users, disable or delete the users. And when we're talking about the mobile devices part, you basically have a complete overview of all mobile devices that have been or are connected to the CRM system. You can remotely lock the mobile CRM application or even wipe out the database. And we went a little more or a little further with this security part. Basically, we allow you to create automated secure policies, so security policies. So basically, you can create a policy to automatically lock the application if something happens, or wipe out the database of the mobile CRM application. A simple example, we actually did a lot of analysis here and found out that if a mobile device is stolen, then usually the thieves, the very thing, first thing they do, they turn off the data connection so that the mobile device cannot be managed over the air. So with our solution, you can create a condition that if a mobile CRM application won't be able to connect to the Microsoft Dynamics CRM server for, let's say, 5, 10, 20, 50 hours, that's totally up to you, then it can lock itself automatically, or it can wipe out the database automatically. And you have a couple other options there. So you can lock the application during non-business hours, or you can lock the application if the password was put in incorrectly a certain number of time. So we were thinking about security a lot, and especially because if you really think about the mobility and what we were talking in the beginning, that the mobile approach means you're walking far away from your office, and the idea that you're walking with all your corporate data from your Dynamics CRM, you need to think about security as well.
Yeah, probably you shouldn't be walking with all your CRM data, right? You should be restricting yourself not to have perhaps all customers and just go with my customers, as in standard CRM use.
Yeah, that's a great point, because actually the customization tool I mentioned, it allows you to create a subset of data per entity. So as you mentioned, probably a salesperson from Oregon would never need to have a list of customers from Florida. So you can create different subsets of data per specific area or per specific mobile user.
All right, and these security rules that you have, that they sound quite good, because as you said, if someone hasn't used their application for, let's say, 2 months, then they really need to synchronize anyway. So cleaning out the database is just good for you.
Exactly. And I just think about another example, especially when you're thinking about the bring your own device policies that companies use quite often nowadays. So think about the scenario when you allow your employees to use their own tablets or smartphones, and then if they leave the company, the data stays with them. So you can create a policy so that in case the mobile application won't be able to connect to the CRM system, if they leave, they'll probably be disabled from the CRM system. Then the mobile applications be able to wipe out the database. And this is just a simple example of how you can use it as well.
Yeah, it sounds great, these security features. It seems like you're moving quite fast in your development. Is it a lot of changes that happens in each release?
Yeah, we were really sprinting a lot, especially last year when the cooperation between Microsoft and our main competitor was announced. It was in February 2012. And at that time, we decided that we really have to come up with the best mobile CRM solution we possibly can. And we had, I think, 5 major releases over the last year. And that made a tremendous difference. We actually see all the fruits and the results of this effort as our customer base has grown tremendously. Because clients, they always expect to bring the latest bits, the latest features, to have some really special cool things in your solution. So we were able to meet most of their requirements, and we just keep that pace. We slowed down a little bit this year, but I can tell you that we had the full release and we're preparing a new one for December. So my colleagues and the Resco as a whole, we are very, very, we love to bring the best we could, and we just love to add something more, +1, +1, +1, to really stand out and be a respected mobile CRM producer.
Yeah, that's good to know that you're always on top speed.
And it's also, the part of it is that our business model allows us to fully concentrate and focus on the technology itself, because we never do custom development for our clients. This is always done by our partners or by the clients themselves, which gives us a lot of space and time to really focus on the technology itself. And if you're thinking about the really extremely fast pace of the mobile technologies evolution, we've got the new version of iOS every, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. The same applies for Android, and the same applies for Windows devices. So we must keep in touch with these guys as well.
Yeah, so how do you solve these problems with all these mobile devices that we have? I mean, it's a different platform on each, and they have a different look and feel and different screen sizes. How do you solve these problems?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it's a big help and big advantage that we were involved in that mobile business before we come into dynamic CRM industry. So beforehand, we were producing the mobile applications, different ones for different devices. We were also creating the mobile tools for other developers. So we understood how mobile development houses worked, how they designed the applications. So we capitalized on all this knowledge and come up with a quite unique solution, as we just have one mobile project. So it's just one code, and we used Xamarin's tools. They're called Mono for Android and MonoTouch for iOS devices, and it enable you to compile the C#.NET code for iOS and Android devices respectively. So when we're talking about how is it possible to keep that pace and the advancements of the solution, it's a bit easier for us, as we don't need to have three, four separate teams that work on three, four separate applications. Most of the things are done per all of the applications, so whether it's a Windows-based app, Apple app, or Android app. And then we have a few people that are experts on specifics of the mobile platform. So a few guys are responsible for the iOS application, a few guys for Android, and a few for the Windows-based applications. But majority of the code is the same for all of them.
All right, that's good to know. So then it's like a native app, not just an HTML thingy that you throw on. Because I know a little bit about Xamarin and its native apps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These are native apps, Fed clients. So no web browser window wrapped in an application or an HTML5 app. It's a full offline mobile client.
But you said that you still have some developers that's specific to each platform. What are the challenges that you have that you can't really solve with one platform code?
There are little differences. We could talk about the UI. So every platform is unique in this way. Microsoft, they release their guidelines for how the application must look like. Same applies for Apple. They have very strict rules where the buttons can be placed and all these little details. So you need to have a specialized teams that are familiar with all these guidelines. Also, these teams can create and build in all these features, because every platform is a little different, so we need to have different teams that can be experts and who follow all the latest trends per each platform as well.
So the most of the code is still on the same base. It's just this little user interface changes, like Windows Phone is quite different from the other two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. And we had a completely open hands with Android, for example. But if you compare all three of our applications, you'll see that the design is a bit different, yet they follow the same structure or the way the things are organized. So it's very simple for users who have two very different devices to work with the same app without any big problems.
Yes, because I know that some applications go with the specific user interface guideline of the device, and some, like Facebook, go with the Facebook design.
Yeah, but still you have to follow some rules. I'm not a perfect expert here. That would probably better to involve our graphic designer, but I know that there are certain rules where to place the buttons, how the buttons look like, etc., etc.
All right. What is your next challenge?
Well, next challenge, we really look forward to 2014. We just released and finished a new technology. It's very similar to mobile CRM, but the idea is to be less dependent on Microsoft here. So we're still thinking about what would be the best way to market the solution and introduce it to the mobile market. The solution is called Rescue Advantage, and it's basically the same mobile application we have for mobile CRM. And there's a cloud cloud part that or cloud section, which is part of the solution, where you can store the data for that mobile app, and part of it is also a customization tool that allows you to create data structure, data schemes, but also the UI of the app. So there you're deciding how the views, how the forms will look like, where the fields will be positioned, similar what we have with the mobile CRM, with that little difference that you can also create database parts right there.
Database parts? I'm not sure.
I mean, you can create you can store the data there. So the part of that cloud is the database, and also you can create new database objects. So you can define if we have a parallel with CRM, where you can create custom entities, with our solution you'll be able to create completely new entities or database objects. And you can define them totally independently from any other backend system you have.
Oh, and you store them in the cloud.
In the cloud, and our application then communicates with the cloud directly.
All right, that sounds cool. When do you think that this will be done?
From the technology point of view, the solution is finished. We already have it on our website, and it's you can start playing with that cloud part and the customization tool. But the major kind of activities will probably start early next year. So we'll start all the campaigns and try to push the product to the market.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Ivan, for participating in CRM Rocks.
Well, it was my pleasure, Marcus.
And thank you who are listening. And don't forget that you can comment on crmrocks.com. See you next time on CRM Rocks.